Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Right now, we're going to visit with Jackie Buckley. She is with Bismarck State College. I was walking around, and I saw the booth, and they're talking about a custom applicator program. So I thought I'd find out a little bit more about the program itself. But first of all, Jackie, it's good to see you. I'm guessing the Farm Talk folk know your voice. You've been on with Mick before.
Yes, I have. It's been a long time, and I didn't realize he'd retired. I was a county extension agent, and he'd usually call me about once a month.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jackie, let's talk about, first of all, we're going to get into this program itself, but Bismarck State College, obviously important to agriculture. It has agriculture programming, but for folks that are unfamiliar, and that's part of the reason why you're at the event you're at today, tell folks some of the things that Bismarck State has to offer.
Well, we're a two-year program, or you can get a double major, and usually then the students usually go an extra semester to get their double major. We have several majors, including farm ranch management, which most of those students are the ones that are going back to the farm. And then we have an agronomy program, we have an economics program, and then more of a production program as well. And a lot of those kids really enjoy that. We also just started this year, we have what we call a ranch certificate program, where the kids only take classes that are related to the ranch. As an example, all the animal science classes, some of the range classes, and the kids that just want to go back to the ranch, that is something that they're starting to pick up on.
I do have to ask you a question, and it comes down to, especially like agronomists, first of all, I should ask you, how is that program? Is it continuing to grow? Because I think for me personally, if I were starting over again and back to 18, 19, I think being an agronomist would be where I would go.
Actually, that program continues to grow, and all of our students always have a job when they get done with college. Because they all go back and do an internship as a freshman. We have a shortened semester in the spring, and so they go to school after in January, and we are done with the freshmen by the first week of April. And so after that time, they go back and start on their internship right away.
And then another question, and I think this is great, but as I go around interviewing folks and look at young agronomists, it seems like it's a lot of females, which is great. But then when you get into the older agronomists, it's male. So am I seeing this wrong, or have we seen kind of a gender switch where more females are getting into the agronomy area?
Yes, it is. And, you know, I started as an extension agent a long time ago. I was an extension agent, and I was one of two females. And now they're over 50% female extension agents. So we're seeing that in the agronomy field as well. And the girls can do it, too.
I think it's great. It was just something that you start to notice that's fantastic. So for the young ladies listening out there, agronomy would be a great thing if you haven't picked your career yet. All right, let's talk about why you're here. And one of the things that you're talking with folks about is the custom applicator program. Let's talk about that and basically what you guys are trying to do.
Okay, this custom applicator program is a grant from USDA that Carmel Miller, the PI in this course wrote the grant, and we received the grant to promote this program. It's like a farm to work program, or something, as we'll call it that, where if you are currently working or you're looking for a job as a custom applicator, or you're currently enrolled as a student, you take this class and then we'll train you to be a custom applicator. And we all know that everybody is short of people in the workforce.
Let's talk about, because in I guess looking through some of the literature here as well, and it does make sense, you know, becoming a custom applicator, it's actually a high demand career, and I'm guessing it's going to continue to grow. So it's a good field to get into.
My son is an agronomist north of Fargo here, and so it's a big part of his job. But there is there is several subject areas that we cover in this course, which includes precision agriculture. And it provides a background on precision agriculture, emphasizes working with control consoles, equipment, precision digital platforms. And then there's an applied agronomy portion to the course, and it teaches the basics of crop pest and pest identification. And so then if you're not from the farm, or you just want to get a job doing as a custom applicator, you don't have to be from a farm to do this job. It also has a section on fertilizer and pesticide calculations, applicator equipment operation, and then the applicator equipment training and certification is the last portion of the training.
So again, this could be somebody that's 40 or 18 right now, or 19 or 20.
Yes, that's correct. It can be any age.
Okay.
And also it can be taken for credit, non-credit, or just like that.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about how somebody would get started in the program itself. Is it like a school year type thing? Is it something that somebody would have to get registered for and it starts in the fall? Or can somebody do it in the wintertime if they've got some extra time and they're not out in the field?
Okay, they need to register. We're hoping for registrations to get our registrations in by December 5th, because then you get a better deal. We get $100 off for every of the four items that I mentioned, and then we also have scholarships available. And so you can Google Bismarck State Custom Applicator course, and you can find it just by Googling that and finding the information about the course.
What is class size like? Is it, is somebody going to have to get after this and get registered quick?
Well, actually, we do have a limited enrollment. You know, we'd like, our limited enrollment is anywhere between 20 and 30. Last year we had, I believe there was like 20 students in the class. And so the first four sections of the class are actually online. And so we're encouraging people that are working for a company, an agronomy company, that they will allow their students to take this while they're on the job and in the workforce. Or they can take it, you know, at home and do it at home. So the first four sections of the class are all online. The last section of the class we require, it's a 40-hour or a 5-day program that is at Bismarck State College. So that's the only time you would have to be away from work or away from your home to take this.
Okay. And I do, normally I don't talk price, but I think we should, because you can get certified in one of these areas for under $500. I mean, even under $1,000 is a big deal, but do it even under $500. Pricing for this, especially the early bird, where you knock another $100 off there, this is really cheap.
Yeah, it is really cheap, and it's a good bargain for your buck, and you can do it while you're at home. Like I said, it's online. And then we are offering $200 off on the final course, which is $500, so that would be $300. And then we do offer scholarships for this. And then while you're at the final training at Bismarck State College, you also have the opportunity to take your commercial pesticide test at that time. And so that's part of the 40-hour training.
And at the end of this, let's just say I am taking the Precision Agriculture Operations program. At the end, I complete it. I do a good job. Do we still do letter grades?
No, but we really want them to finish the course, and that's the main object of the program.
Okay, so in the end of this, I finish this, I do a good job in the program, I finish, what does it allow them to do, or what kind of certificate, do they get a certification, or how does that work? I just want to clarify that.
When you take your commercial pesticide test, Eric, there is a grade for that.
Okay.
It's either pass,
like,
fail. Yes, you like grades. Okay, so you have to pass that test in order to get your certification.
Right.
And awesome. So then also, when you finish this course, you will be able to take the CDL permit exam as well. You'll get the training for that as well, which is
a big deal.
That's a big deal these days. You know, it's a big thing, and so that's another part of this class.
I hate to say it, but even just with the CDL, it's worth it, because you can do a myriad of things.
That's correct. You know, and we also teach, of course, Bismarck State College itself offers the CDL training as well in a different program.
Well, before we let you go, I think it's a great program. I think it's a no-brainer for somebody that just wants to add a little bit more knowledge to their toolbox and a lot of different areas. And I would think precision agriculture, too. I mean, we're obviously in that industry now. We're moving forward to that, but that seems to be the wave of the future, and it's certainly something that I think somebody would not want to have in their toolbox.
That's correct, and Carmel teaches that portion of the class. She offers that to her students at Bismarck State College, but she's well equipped and does hands-on training with that part of the training.
Anything else we should know about Jackie before we let you go?
Just Google or look up Bismarck State College Custom Applicator course, and you certainly can find the registration information at that address.
And then give us the deadlines one more time for the early bird and then just the courses themselves.
Okay, the early bird is December 5th, which is next week. Of course, we'll take registrations right. anytime. The course starts the second week of January, and then the last course is the last week of February when the students would have to come to BSC.
I should ask you, too, if somebody wants to find out more information, they're listening to this, and they just want to get some more details, maybe there's a question that I didn't ask you about. Is there like a phone number or somebody that they can talk to?
Yes, they certainly can call me. My number is 701-391-7113.
Jackie, it was awful nice to meet you. Now that I know who you are, I'm going to have to start bugging you. Maybe not once a month, but thank you so much.
Thank you, Eric, for your time.
Not a problem. Again, that is the programs at Bismarck State College. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Farm Talk coming up in just a moment.